you. Love you guys. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Okayan. There are things happening here that nobody knows right now, and it's okay. Happy Monday to you. There. You guys look at Mamie for a second. Well, you can talk into the mic, Mamie. You can't hear anything on your headphones.
I guess they can hear me. I can't hear anything.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's on me. So, okay. On Friday, and you're not even going to be able to hear the story, Bill's out still today in Utah.
I can hear you.
You can hear me. Okay. I have that loud of a voice that you can hear me. Okay, that's good. No. So, Bill's out Friday, and he normally does like the tuck into bed, you know, of the studio whenever we're leaving. And I don't know why recently I feel like when I touch things, like I get zapped. Do you get that? Like the, you know, like when you're dry, like you get the little shock.
Oh, yeah,
like
the little shock.
A little ah, a little ah. That I felt like was happening a pretty decent amount. And so what I did, and I'm sounding like this because I'm turning, looking at another computer simultaneously. I unplugged all of the headphone things in there because I was like, oh, let me just unplug all this.
And it'll stop getting zapped.
And then it won't zap and it'll restart. And then I was like, oh, but you know, here, Justin, here's the smart thing you got to do. You got to remember to plug them back in before the show starts on Monday.
That's right.
And I didn't remember to do that. So
for right now, you've got no headphones right now. But hey,
how was your weekend, Mames?
Weekend was good. Just like really low key. Didn't do much Saturday. Nothing yesterday, so enjoyed a very quiet.
You had an event Saturday night.
Well, yes, we went to an event Saturday night, but I was
during
in my
the
pajamas
day.
Until 4 p.m. on Saturday.
It's pretty good. That's got to be almost
it was,
a.
It was a goal that I've been reaching for that
impressive.
I finally met.
And then so Saturday the event, yesterday just absolutely did nothing at the house.
Nothing. I did nothing. Yeah, Rob went and played golf. I stayed home all day. And caught up on some really trash reality TV.
What was your favorite trash? Did you finish Love is Blind?
I've caught up on Love is Blind. Yes, I did that Friday. Mm-hmm. Friday evening, caught up on Love is Blind. Yesterday, I watched the show called Villains. Mm. House of Villains. It's on Peacock. It's just all the bad people, all the villains from random reality TV shows. It's terrible. It's trash. They're all just looking for like 5 more minutes of fame, and it was awful. But
so it's all of the self-proclaimed bad people of.
I guess like villains like Omarosa. Do you remember her from The Apprentice? I mean, that's like 20 years ago that she was a villain. She is reaching. She's reaching for her fame.
Do the people know they're considered villains, or is this like a big joke?
They're all so they're all playing heavily into their villainous. Nature,
personalities.
Yeah. So it's just hyped up. It's terrible.
It's good
trash,
TV.
But I enjoyed it very much.
It's a good that
Rob came home and he was like, "Are you watching this?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm hooked on it. I'm sorry. We're just in this for the rest of the season.
We're 4 hours deep. You touch that remote, I cut your hand off." Is that is one of those moments?
Right. Yeah. Just go out. I know you just came home from playing 18 holes, but go in the garage and play 18 more so I can finish this episode.
He probably didn't object to that.
He wasn't
mad
about
guess.
It. Not at all.
For us, the kids up. You know, 6 a.m., that happened. Did everything I could Sunday to lounge about a little bit. And then didn't go to the grocery yesterday. Normally Sunday's our grocery day.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even go to the grocery yesterday.
I did get that done. I ordered groceries.
Oh,
I almost
good.
Considered having them delivered to the house, just ultimate
that
lazy
extra
moves,
layer,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, but I decided to go and actually, like, drive the car, park it, push the button to open the hatch.
That's
and let
so much work.
It's
so much work. Oh, well, at least they bring it out to you. You don't even have to go.
Yeah, I didn't have to go inside the store. I just had to get in my car.
First world problems for sure. I do enjoy going into the grocery. It's the time of year where, you know, the end of a year, they do all the holiday stuff. We're in that, I feel like, in between of holidays. Now, don't get me wrong. Okay, St. Patty's Day is a holiday, right? St. Patty's Day. Hey, how you doing? St. Patty's Day is a holiday.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, is there much celebration of St. Patty's Day that, like, we have to decorate all the stores?
I don't think so. I mean, St. Patrick's Day is just the one day. It's not like people, like, prepare for it up in advance or anything like that. Like, they're having parties ahead of time or making dinner
reservations. The pre-party to the party.
Well, the one party of, on St. Patrick's Day, but you're not doing like dinner reservations. It's just the one day. So I don't think you have to decorate as much for it.
Is there a, well, there used to be the Galway Hooker, which is now Ed's Tavern. Is there another Irish spot? There's a German spot.
No, what's the one? It's next to McAllister's. My mind's gone blank.
Harp and Crown.
Harp and Crown. They do a big one. So they actually did a St. Practice Days is what they called it. St. Practice Days. Yes, a couple weekends ago to practice for St. Patrick's Day.
So they did do the pregame to the party.
They did the pregame. Yeah, yeah. It was a couple weeks ago.
Did you do it? Were you there?
No, I did not go to that
one. That would what's Irish food? Is it a heavy meat and potatoes like German?
Like fish and chips.
Oh, fish and chips.
Bangers
okay.
Bangers and mash.
Bangers or and
fish
mash.
Fish and chips, I think, is more British than it is.
Isn't Irish. Bangers and mash, or is bangers and mash
bangers
Irish?
Bangers and mash is definitely.
That's not German?
I don't know.
Swedish?
I'm not well versed on my international food.
Because when I go to IKEA, I get the meatballs every time.
Yeah, that's Swedish all the way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like bangers and mash. Well, today is an interesting day. We don't have a guest today. This is the first time, I think, in quite a while, which is fine. We got plenty to talk about. It's National Read Across America Week. So that's why your boy is rocking the. Trying to get it out of the glare here. The Dr. Seuss. There we go. Reverse.
Cat in the hat tie.
Cat
today.
In the hat tie today. I've had this one for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Busted it out of the closet today as Demi was preparing for her cat in the hat day at school. Or
so is today Dr. Seuss's birthday?
I don't think so. Let me look that up real quick. You just talk amongst yourselves for a moment.
Yeah, I know it's happening sometime this week. I remember when Katie was in elementary school, the big deals that we would make about Dr. Seuss's birthday week, Read Across America week.
It was actually on Saturday.
It was on Saturday. So we're celebrating today.
Belated. Yes. Hello. Goodbye.
Happy birthday, Dr.
It happens.
Seuss.
It comes and goes fast.
Yeah.
Favorite Dr. Seuss book?
Oh. You know what? I like Fox and Socks.
Oh.
No. Wait, what's the one that's, is that the one that's like kind of a tongue twister one? That's my favorite one.
There's a few of those.
Yeah, that's
there's quite a few
one.
Of those. He, I think, got a pass on just making up words. I'm pretty sure he
did. Yeah, he just needed a word to rhyme and then he would just make it up.
That's right.
That's the kind of energy I'm going into.
That's what I do every day, I feel like. I'll make it up.
Making it up as we go.
Why not? And so my favorite book for Dr. Seuss, some of them are really long, and I say like long for like when we're trying to read to Noah and Emmy, right? 5 and 3. Some of those are a little bit complicated. I like Oh, the Places You'll Go,
because
it's like a cool story.
Yeah,
but it's very long of a book.
Is it?
To me, it feels like maybe it's not. Maybe it's just me.
I don't remember that being one. So, Katie's grandmother, on her dad's side, saved all of those old Dr. Seuss books from her dad. So we had. Probably 10 or 15. I don't think that was one that was in the mix. So I probably had them all memorized at one point because we would read them so often. But
there was a Go Dog Go. That's a good one. That's a pretty good one. The pictures are cool too. The illustrations, like I think that's definitely part of the process of a Dr. Seuss book is like the storytelling of through the pictures as well. Is it big? Was it big for Katie through school still, like as far as the whole Dr. Seuss?
Particularly, I don't remember it being that big. I just remember like every year, big celebration for the week of his birthday.
Do they still do Scholastic Book Fair? Do they?
Yes.
They did that? I remember that as a kid.
Yes.
You remember
your
that?
Kids aren't in school yet. Yeah.
No.
Book Fair, man. That's a big day. That's a big day. And I would come to school with my, you know, my money that I'd saved over, left over from chores or whatever. And I'm not buying a book. I'm buying erasers. I'm buying posters.
Everything that you're not supposed to
Everything
buy.
That's not made for it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. Going to get a look at traffic with Jeff next. What's your favorite Dr. Seuss book?
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin Villain-Mamie on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. It is 7:18 already on this Monday. It's definitely a Monday.
It's Monday.
Absolutely
sure.
Monday. A Monday. Plenty to figure out and to do this morning. Let's go ahead and get a look at the streets with Jeff. How about that? Oh, because you know what? Because the big, there it is right there. RideICats.com. Alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County to the city of Charlotte. We got Jeff on the phone. RideICats.com. Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning, Justin. Traffic 77 north and southbound is getting heavier as the morning progresses. There's no accidents to report at this time. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville haven't heard of any problems. So we're struggling through a Monday, but it looks good.
Jeff, woke up this morning. Mamie brought up a great point. Little weird sunshine was already shining. Is this the new normal now for you when you're driving and cruising the streets?
Yeah, it's nice to have light earlier in the morning, but it is. I noticed this morning it was a little brighter earlier.
Gotta get. I don't know. Spritz the face off first. Is that what we do? Do we still just spritz the face with some water when you wake up?
That's what we're doing.
Okay. All right, Jeff. We appreciate you. RideICATS.com. Alternative transportation. $3 each day to commute from Iredell County to the city of Charlotte. Jeff, if the station's still here at 8:15, we'll talk to you then. All right.
I hear you. Have a great morning.
You too. Bye. There it is. Jeff's being kind right now.
He's being sweet.
All right. Can you hit that other button?
Yeah.
Wait. Don't hit
it. I hit it.
No, you did hit the second one already.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Too late.
Yeah. See.
Too soon.
I don't give Bill enough credit clearly for what he does around here. My gosh. All right. Dr. Seuss's birthday was Saturday. Read Across America Week is the whole. It's a whole weekly celebration here. Not here in America.
In America.
Is Dr. Seuss international? Because we call it Read Across America Week. Isn't he international?
I'm sure he is. I'm sure they've translated some of those books. Those rhymes, though, would be hard to do.
Oh, yeah, because then you'd have to make up a new word.
New words, yeah.
Or I guess you don't make it up, right? Like, isn't it just the word?
I don't know.
Wait a second. Did Dr. Seuss create a universal language?
It's an interesting thing to ponder today.
Early this morning. Why not think about it?
Why not at 7:20 in the morning?
I also was wondering, because it's like March now. You know, it is already March.
It is March.
Which is kind of
freaky.
Wow,
that's crazy.
I'm going to sit back here for a moment while I'll just leave you on the camera the whole time. oh, wait, Jeff's no longer on the phone, too. If you're watching the Instagram live stream, that's really what you want to do.
If you
catch a moment, if you're at home or anything like that, or at your desk twiddling your thumbs, not wanting to do any actual work today.
Yeah.
Instagram live, you can watch Mamie the entire time, because I don't think I'm going to switch again. the allergy season, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's upon us, kind of.
It is. The Bradford pears started blooming in my neighborhood. Have you seen?
I have seen them. I've seen them. Are they Bradford pears, or are they like the cherry blossom things?
The pink ones are Japanese. I'm going to get it wrong.
No, get it right.
I'm going to get it so wrong.
Get it right.
I think they're a Japanese cherry blossom, maybe, but maybe not.
I agree with you. If I had to put out a guess, like if this was Cash Cab or Whose Line Is It? Or no, wait, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah.
That would be my guess. Yeah. Cherry blossom.
Cherry blossom. But I think it's a Japanese tree. But the Bradford pears are the ones that smell so bad. So those have started blooming, a couple of them in my neighborhood, and they smell like rotten fish when they bloom.
Those are the stinky trees.
Yeah. Real stinky.
Do you know why they stink?
I don't know why they stink. And
I feel like we should have, like, all these years of stinky trees, you think somebody would have done some research by now.
Yeah, or why didn't they, like, cross-pollinate it with a good-smelling tree? Because they're everywhere, especially in my neighborhood, around North Carolina, like, they're everywhere.
Like a citrus tree? Like, is that a good, like, what, citrus and Bradford?
Yeah.
Bradford citrus.
Well, there's no pears on it either. It's called a Bradford pear, but there's no pears that ever grow on it.
Yeah, least it could do is give us the fruit after dealing with its stank.
Stinky.
Gosh.
Rotten. But it's either smells like rotten fish or, like, old food or something. It's a bad smelling tree. So they're beautiful to look at, terrible to smell.
Plug your nose as you walk past these people.
They are beautiful though. Driving into the neighborhood, it's really pretty to see them, but you don't want to take a slow
walk. Is it
just
lined, like the whole street is lined with them? Like one after, or is it one?
The entrance to my neighborhood is lined with them. And then down one of the streets, it's like in the common areas lined with them too. So yeah.
Is it only when, and I'm, again, I don't. Are you a horticulturist?
No.
Okay.
No,
all right. Good. So I'm asking
thumb.
The right. I'm asking the right person here.
I can't keep anything alive.
Do they stink the whole year, or is it just?
I think so. I think it's just when they're very first blooming that they stink. I'm sure somebody out there knows much more than I do and can answer that question. This is just
like a valve release kind of thing. Is that what it's saying? is that just put it. See, the funny part is you can't hide today when you laugh. There's no camera.
Yeah. Nobody's coming. It's just me all day.
The whole time.
Sorry, people out there.
Here, I'll give you a break. I'll leave it on me for a minute. Oh, I haven't done this in quite some time right here. Hold on.
Oh, it has been a minute.
Sorry, Bill's gate on his mic is a little bit deeper than mine, so I had to give it like a little more suction on that real quick. Okay. So Yeah, Bradford pears, we don't. I don't have any of those. We have a lot of the cherry blossoms, I feel like. I see a lot of the pink flowers already starting to bloom. And they say it bloomed early this year, right? Not as early as last year. But the fact that it bloomed early this year, should we be concerned for the future of the planet? Like, if do I need to put together the gang and bring Captain Planet back because we clearly need some help?
I'm okay with it.
The tree's blooming. It doesn't matter.
I'm okay with spring whatever coming happens as soon as it wants to come. Yeah, I don't like winter. I don't like being cold. I don't like it when it's dark. My favorite day of the year is coming up on Sunday. Daylight savings begins on Sunday,
and that's where we get more daylight.
More daylight. You lose an hour. Everybody's gonna be cranky, but who cares? Because it's not gonna be dark on my drive home. That's what I care about.
The phone's ringing. Do I dare just put this person straight to on air? Whoever this is, it might be Hope. I don't know phone numbers like everybody does. All right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this phone call. I'm going to put it straight to on air. I have no responsibility whatsoever for what happens
on
this.
All right, we'll see what happens. We're seeing what happens.
Thanks for calling WSIC. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Hope again.
Hope!
We guessed it.
Hope, I forgot to bring up your favorite Dr. Seuss book, too, The Lorax. The Lorax. So that was a great book choice. Well, great book choice.
It's the most... Thank you. Most poignant. And when it comes to these smells in the air that we can't control, I'll take a stinky pear tree over a stinky dog yard any day. Man.
Dog yard?
You can't even. Yeah, when it hasn't rained in a while and then it rains, the whole place smells like dog yard.
I haven't noticed that in my neighborhood.
No. Is that from the trees or is that like dogs?
No. It's from the grass getting wet because the dog's been peeing on it. And the next thing you know.
Oh, I get it now. Okay. It was over my head, Hope. I'm sorry.
Do you know why the trees are stinky? Do you know anything about plants?
On that one, you know, I don't know. Because there's this one that when I first moved here, I'm like, okay, someone's cooking. And they're like, no, it was the tree.
Yeah, it's stinky, fishy smelling trees.
Well, you know, it's just a way to let it know it's there, you know, and if it's beautiful to look at and it doesn't smell so good, there's a few things out there like that anyway already.
True.
I don't know. You guys are doing a great job. But, you know, I've noticed that white comes out first, then pink, and I think then purple. I want people to look at that, that the blooms come out in a color order each year. Because where I came from in California, you didn't get a lot of blooms to track that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's fun to see if we watch the color order. And I believe yellow is last, but I could be wrong. And red's in there somewhere.
As far as Bradford pears bloom all these colors, or you're talking about just in general, like all the color of the tree determines the time of it's going to bloom? Is that what we're saying?
That's what I'm feeling like, because think about it. The Bradford pears are white, the cherries are pink, and that's all we're seeing right now.
Oh, so as the season goes on, you'll see more colors and different kinds of plants. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Yeah. Well, whatever plant it is, there's more than one kind of plant, but the color comes out in a code, so almost a nature code.
I gotta write this down like it's a treasure hunt or something. I feel like, or what's like one of those, you know, old like things that where you put the code, like you twist the letters and it makes the code. You know what I mean?
The
what's
code
that
of
thing?
Nature.
Or scavenger hunt.
Scavenger hunt. A nature scavenger hunt. It takes all season long to play this scavenger hunt.
Yeah, well, we're talking organic GPS, people.
That's it.
That's it.
Well, Hope, we appreciate you calling. How was your weekend? Did you have a good weekend?
No, I did. I did not have a bad weekend at all. I got a lot of good rest, and you know, it wasn't so heavy duty traffic in front of my house, which I was thankful for, and that's how I got the good rest.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. And I got to hear the race. I didn't have to work on a Sunday. I got to hear my first race of the season. That was kind of nice.
Oh, you watched Las Vegas, huh?
No, I listened on you guys. And you guys were ahead of 106.5, which I'm like, well, I have to listen to my station because I'm not going to wait.
Oh, wow. There you go. Well, thanks for that. Yeah, we do carry Cup Series races. We did carry the Las Vegas race. As far as I know, there weren't any issues. Mm-hmm. I know that because I didn't get a call from Tim Sherrill, our traffic manager, or Frank Horvath, our engineer. So I'm assuming everything went off great.
Yeah.
But appreciate you, Hope. Thanks for calling. And as you know, Bill's not here today, and so we appreciate the support because we realize how much Bill does. And
yes, we're very thankful for Bill.
So. All right, we'll catch you later, Hope.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Hope.
That was nice of her to call.
That was sweet of her to call.
She did call early and say The Lorax was her favorite Dr. Seuss book, my bad for not shouting that out. I've now turned Bill's mic stand into like a kind of... you know, showcase of Dr. Seuss, if you would, a little bit here, too. So,
yeah, we're just celebrating Dr. Seuss all day, too.
I feel embarrassed. My dingle flap is hanging out right now, but that's we'll save that for later. That one still doesn't get it. Get you?
No, it doesn't get me.
I thought that one would get you.
No,
least,
that one didn't get me.
Did you see that fluoride is back on the table for discussion right now?
I did see that, but I thought we'd already fixed it.
I thought we did too.
Thought we had settled that here on the radio already.
We definitely did. The fact that fluoride is a no-go, right? Isn't that what we land on? 100% no-go. No need
fluoride. You're not supposed to ingest it.
You could apply it topically.
Right. It's okay to brush your teeth with it, use mouthwash. You're just not supposed to drink it.
Well, how can you, is it really possible to brush your teeth with it and not swallow any of it?
Well, I'm sure you're going to swallow a little bit, but just like you shouldn't just eat toothpaste for a snack. You know, you're going to swallow a little bit. It's okay a little bit. You just shouldn't have too much of it.
How would you have to, I'm trying to think of the way you'd have to brush your teeth if like you didn't want to swallow it.
Like kind of.
Yeah, just like that. Just like when you go to another country and you can't drink the water, so you try to brush your teeth without doing that. You ever done that before?
No, but I'm like, I hold my tongue back in the back of my mouth so I don't get on my tongue.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to go down my throat at all.
Yeah, that's it.
This is how I'd have to do
that's exactly
the entire time.
I'm so glad everyone's joining us.
This is Moon's guy, she's hanging out with me today.
I'm trying to do no fluoride. You can only apply. How could you do that? How can you only apply fluoride topically?
I don't know.
It's a conspiracy. Do you think the dentists are really mad about the fluoride thing? Or is it like it's just a product, right? I don't know. We'll figure this out.
Okay.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:33 on this Monday. What a Monday it is.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Monday. So, okay, you found this story. I'm now, and we just started talking about it a little bit. I'm questioning it a little bit. This thumbtack situation.
Okay, so.
The case of the stolen thumbtack tack.
Stolen thumbtack. So a local artist in Hickory, Hunter Spiegel, created this 10-foot thumbtack as an art piece.
Okay.
And he said he did it because he thinks of the world as like
a pain in the arse.
Yes, like the world is his bulletin board, and he's just pinning art to it. So that was the thought process.
The world is your oyster.
Yes. What did he say? Hold on. There's a quote from him that was prettier than what I said. He said,
"No, wait. Let's get your version first, and then we'll go to his
that
version.
Was my version.
Oh, okay.
He said he saw himself as a tack, being able to display artwork that people can see. The world is a bulletin board, and I am a tack. What he thought. Saw himself as. So 10-foot thumbtack. It was at this art galleries. It went to New York, Atlanta, Boston, Charlotte, and now it's in Hickory, the art capital of the world. And so somebody stole, but didn't steal the whole piece, just stole the pointy end of the thumbtack.
Just the pointy portion. Yes, nothing else
about
it.
It was a big red thumbtack. So the part that you would like push into something is still there. Just the actual pin part was stolen. But how do you steal that, number one? And number two, why would you just steal part of it?
That's a fair question. I'm trying to see here. I think I can do... Oh, yeah, let's do this. We actually have... There is the story, from Queen City. So this was on Queen City News.
Yes, Queen City News.
Let's go ahead and see if I can do this. Nope, I definitely can't do it.
No.
No, never mind. Don't ask me to.
Okay.
I tried to get fancy right there, like as if I'm Bill. So they have a story actually on Queen City News where they talk about it and they have the guy on there. But I'm two points of this. One is art based, the other is thievery based, as far as my 2 points go here. For the first point of art, this is the cool part about art that I can dig.
Mm-hmm.
You can make anything art. That's this guy took a thumbtack, did it like times a million, and boom, it's a banger, right? I think I can get on board with that. The thievery part, I'm a little questioning of. Should we have some concerns here? Because, you know, art, you want the whole thing if you're stealing it for the art.
Right.
If you're stealing a 10-foot long needle and you only want the needle, I question what are you doing? Like, I feel like we should investigate that a little bit.
Are they protesting the art?
Oh, you think, okay, so it could be a, what monkeys in Africa? What
no,
are we?
It's just
what
like,
are we?
No, we're not. The world is not your bulletin board, and so I'm
you can't have this. This is an impractical representation
yes,
of the planet.
Yes, I don't agree with you. I don't agree with this. It's kind of like the soup on the Mona Lisa.
Oh,
remember that?
Oh, do I remember it? I wanted to be there. when are they going to open up that exhibit where you can throw soup on Mona Lisa? That yeah. is an art exhibit of itself.
That's one you'd go to.
I mean, if it's completely protected, like even I'll know that like it's protected and it's not going to get hurt. But like, it's kind of like the big old, you know, they have like the for adults now where you can go and drive the excavators and do and break glass and do all the like the things you wish you could do at a job site that like OSHA says absolutely not.
Yeah.
So if you could have an exhibit where you could throw stuff at art.
That'd be fun.
That would, I mean, that would make more art. Isn't that like,
maybe, yeah, that would make more art. That could just be an art installation where you just have a piece of art, like classic art, and then you just destroy it. That's just,
and not even necessarily destroy it.
No, but just throw things at it.
Add a layer two to yeah. it, you know?
Yeah,
like that's
it's
how
not
I'm
really destroying
it,
but yeah. it's adding, yes, it's just adding something to it.
I have no ill will towards Mona. I don't know her personally.
No.
Who drew Mona?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, yeah. He seems like a nice guy. I don't know.
Seems like an You want to know how I knew that, though? This is not my deep knowledge of art history. This
knew
is
what? Knew about the thumbtack?
No, that it was Leonardo da Vinci that painted Mona Lisa.
Yeah, tell me. How did you pull that one out of your
Because I watched Ever After over the weekend.
And was that it? Oh, that was in there. That's
it's
right.
It's a Cinderella movie, yeah, with Drew Barrymore. But Leonardo da Vinci is in it, and he talks about the Mona Lisa. That's how I knew.
I feel like there's another like animated one I've watched recently that had the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, sure. Most of my knowledge comes from memes and random terrible shows that I watch. Mm.
Oh, Mona Lisa is the one with Mr. Peabody, the dog who can talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Peabody and
Sherman. So they go back and he's friends with Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh yeah, we were big fans of that show too.
See?
That
it's a movie.
It's
yeah,
a
it's
movie,
a movie,
but
yeah.
it was a cartoon from Rocky and Bullwinkle first.
Wow, that's such knowledge that I don't have.
That's
right
just
there.
Knowledge
that's
from just deep. My own brain.
Did you get that from a Dr. Seuss book?
No. I just remember watching a whole lot of Rocky and Bullwinkle when I was a kid.
I've watched the movies of Rocky and Bullwinkle. I'm trying to think if I watched, I mean, I don't know if I watched I probably watched
the cartoon.
But
I think it was made in the 70s or early 80s, but they reran at some point in my childhood. And because I'm not that old.
Did Katie watch a bunch of cartoons?
Yeah, yeah, she's a big fan. Curious George was probably her favorite
Ooh.
When she was younger.
The Man in the Yellow Hat.
Yeah, yeah, she loved that George. And then
those are long books too.
And then she was a big fan of Despicable Me.
Who's not?
Yeah,
you know they're coming out with a number four.
I didn't even know they had a number three. I knew they had a number two. That's as far as we got, and then she aged out of it.
How do you age out? I watch it. What do you mean she aged? Out of
she
it?
Just aged out of mean? The like. We have to go see the latest Despicable Me movie.
Yeah, but you can't catch it
we
on
just
demand
watched,
like you're at home.
Yeah, we can.
Nothing.
We just watched the ones that she liked when she was a kid tend to go there more. And like the Shrek movies, big into those too.
Sure. Just watched that the other night.
And all the Disney movies. Speaking of Katie, she's in Los Angeles this week.
So she's on Pacific time.
Yeah, she's on Pacific time.
Does that mean she'll sleep more or less?
She got 3 extra hours when she landed yesterday. So
that was probably good.
Yeah, she'll probably be up a lot earlier.
What's she doing in California?
It's her spring break, and she and her dad have gone to Los Angeles, and they're going to hit Disneyland.
Disneyland sounds fun.
Yeah, yeah. She's always wanted to go.
Have you been to Is that Disneyland or Disney World?
Disneyland is in California. Disney World is in Florida.
Have you been to Disneyland?
I have not been to Disneyland. I've only been to San Diego in California. That's the only city I've been to more than once. But that's the only one I've ever gone to.
I went to Disneyland as a young child, I did. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember. I was so young, I don't even remember it. But speaking of San Diego, so on my timeline, I told you what my dream was as a kid, the first job I ever wanted. Did I ever tell you that?
No.
I didn't ever tell you the first job
the
I ever wanted.
First job you ever wanted?
First job I ever wanted was to swim with Shamu. That was the very first.
No, you never told me that.
Yeah. So the technical term for that I found out after is called oceanographer.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the sun. Hold on, I'm going to sneeze. Woo! Excuse me.
Bless you.
Sorry, there really wasn't much room to eradicate
to go with
that. Yeah, sorry. That was just it was like a deer in the headlights there for a moment. So first job I ever wanted was to swim with Shamu.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I didn't get to that because it's possible one of two things. I'd be out of a job probably right now, specifically if I tried to work at SeaWorld.
Right.
Or two, I'd be dead because the whale would have eaten
me. It would have eaten you. Yeah, that documentary, Blackfish, whew.
So that's what pops up on my timeline. I don't know why, over the weekend. The whale that did do all of the killing.
Yeah.
I think his name, too, was Kilkamu or something like that. Like, we should have known.
Kill in the name?
Like, there will be signs, and that like is one of those. I'm like, wait a second, we named him this, and like we expected him to just swimmingly with everyone. Yeah. Like that's what we expected. So he popped up, and then like so I start reading the stories, and I get weirded out now. Like I try not to put too much negativity into my brain, but like when the video starts playing too, and you can see because you know they capture most of these on video because so many people. Like, even if it's the old school VHS recorder, you know what I mean? People were still doing it back then. And back then, you know, now is what? Early 2000s is what I'm talking about.
Like but 20 years ago.
It feels like it was yesterday, but it really wasn't. So I don't know why, but that's my first gig was, I don't know, how did we land on? Oh, San Diego. So SeaWorld in San Diego. So that's what made me think of it.
That's what you
right
wanted
there.
To do when you were a kid?
I wanted to swim with Shamu.
How long did that dream last?
Pretty much from Free Willy 1 to Free Willy 3.
There's three of you.
Yeah, it's pretty much how it went. It was that was my range, my time frame right there.
Yeah, so what, 1990 to like 2000?
Yeah, give or take.
Yeah, good 10 years you were ready to do that.
Yeah.
It seemed like every girl in school wanted to be a marine biologist growing up, too. That was like the dream job.
Do you think it was because of Free Willy, like my dream?
I think that and also Lisa Frank. Do you know what Lisa Frank is?
Is that a girl?
Lisa Frank is she designed like trapper keepers and folders and...
Trapper keepers?
You know a trapper keeper?
I don't know what a trapper keeper is.
It's like a you would have in school. Like you would have all of your papers in there, like a big three-ring binder, but it had the Velcro
just
on the top.
A three-ring binder? You're calling it a trapper keeper, but it's a three. You're talking about a three-ring binder?
It would have the Velcro on the top. That was the brand. It was called Trapper Keeper.
Oh, got it. I thought you were giving like a nickname. I was like, why aren't we just calling it a three-ring binder?
No, it was a three-ring binder that would have a Velcro close on top. But the brand was called Trapper Keeper. But she made folders. She made notebooks. It was all like school supplies and things like that. And they always had dolphins on them, like the most beautifully drawn purple dolphins on them. And I think that's why every girl wanted to be a marine biologist.
Because of these binders.
Everything was just covered. Yeah, covered in dolphins.
Because of Trapper Keepers.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why.
The brand.
Lisa Frank, specifically, and Free Willy.
She was a movement.
Yeah, it was a movement.
Free Willy definitely was a movement, for me, at least, in my childhood.
Yeah. So
Katie ever seen it, or is that would she have no idea what it is?
She has seen it. She gets really bored sometimes with the 90s movies. They move too slow. You don't realize how fast things move these days. It's like quick cuts, the whole thing.
Is she into horror movies?
Yes.
Oof. Yes. I can't do that. I'm a scaredy cat.
I am a scaredy cat. I'm a big scaredy cat. I can't handle them. But yes, she loves them. So we watched, I watched Friday the 13th. No, Nightmare on Elm Street for the first time like 2 years ago. I was so scared of it. I thought it was going to be terrifying.
Isn't that from like 1970?
It's from like early 80s, I think. It's got Johnny Depp in it. I think one of his first movies. It is not that scary now compared to other things that are out there. But yeah, I was terrified of it as a kid. But she watches the Saw movies and it. I can't do it.
I don't think I saw the first Saw, but that was so long. Now they have like Saw 14, don't they?
Yeah, lots of them.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 7:48. Okay, last segment, I had the camera on me fully, so that means that we're now going to switch over to Mamie for the whole segment here. So as much as I want to like be able to say that, I will say that I could switch and do all this, but it's inevitable that, again, I will break something. Mamie, go ahead and push that button.
Well, everybody's heard about
I did it right.
I did it right.
Well, yeah, that's true. I didn't do anything.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day! Without Bill here again, Word of the Day brought to you by Merlefest. Merlefest is coming to Wilkes Community College on April 25th through the 28th, headlined by Old Crow Medicine Show.
That's going to be a good show.
Quite an extensive lineup. We are planning on being there during Merlefest, and we also are going to be giving away tickets at some point here, sometime soon. When? As soon as it comes across my desk and I'm told to say what I'm supposed to say.
Okay.
Today's word of the day, vexed.
Vexed.
Bill did do me a solid and picked out these words and did everything prior to leaving for Utah.
Yeah.
Vexed. Do you want to take a guess at vexed? You've heard it before.
I've heard it before. I think it means like, I've heard it before, but the definition is slipping my mind.
It eludes you.
I think it means like upset, but more than upset.
Hmm.
Like angry.
Let's try it in a sentence. He had a vexed look, as if irritated at having to direct yet another lost tourist to more celebrated Washington landmarks.
So maybe frustrated.
Okay. We're
flirting
yep,
with it.
yep. Nope. Okay, then I move to the definition B, and it's got the word frustrated
okay.
in it. So go ahead, hit that
I don't know which one that one is.
Hit the air horn.
Maybe it's on here. There it is.
Oh, she found the air horn.
I found it.
All right, word of the day. There you go. Vexed. Yes. So vexed means feeling or showing irritation or annoyance or distress or difficult and often frustrating to understand or deal with. So when you said frustrating mm-hmm. or frustrated.
To understand or deal with, yeah.
Yeah, so there's word of the day. Bill does it much better than I do. So, word of the day brought to you by Merlefest, where Bill gives us a word and we have to guess the definition. Even when he's not here.
We're still doing it.
He gave a word.
He is taking care of us even from far away in Utah.
I didn't even have to guess because he gave me the definition. So that would usually make my day a lot easier right there. All right, you also found another story. Inaugural Dam-to-Dam paddleboard event. What is it? Paddleboarding, first off. Have you ever paddleboarded?
Yes, and it's very hard.
It works the core.
It works everything, I think.
The glutes.
Yeah. Works the whole body. Yes, I'm more of a kayaker than a paddleboarder because it takes all my muscles to paddleboard. So there's an event June 21st from Mountain Island Lake Dam to the Lake Wiley Dam, and it's 24 miles.
That's a long. That's
across the Catawba River. Yeah. So the creator is Spencer Luters, founder of 24 Foundation, because 24 miles. And he created the Dam to Dam event.
So it's the 24 Foundation was specifically for this event.
I believe so. Yeah, there's not a lot of information on this this story here, but yeah, you have to raise $1,500, and the proceeds go to awareness for cancer programs.
Okay. Mountain Island Lake to Lake Wiley.
To Lake Wiley is 24 miles. That is a long way to paddleboard. How long would that take you to paddleboard 24 miles?
Is the wind at my back?
I don't know. Because the river.
Across the
so
stars.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm hoping that you're going with the.
That was an Irish reference, though, by the way, I feel like, or something. Sorry.
I didn't get it. Okay. What did you say? Across the stars?
I don't know. I just thought it was like from a gangster movie or something. I feel like they say something like that, don't they? Like, I don't know. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry, I digress. People know what they
know. What
someone,
you're talking about.
Someone somebody. Knows what I just said. Right
somebody
there.
Gets you yeah. out there.
Even though I just threw up 24 miles from Mountain Island Lake to Lake Wiley.
Yes. So I guess I hope you're going with the direction that the river flows. That'll make it easier for you.
Yeah, going upstream 24 miles sounds about terrible. No, I think that's right. I think it because it really is the Catawba River that's the connector
it's
of all
Catawba
of
it. It's the Catawba River, yeah, that you'll be paddleboard.
Because it goes Catawba, Lake Norman. Catawba, Mountain Island, Catawba, Lake Wiley.
Lake Wiley, yeah.
Technically. And so it's flowing down, so that your hope is, depending on the wind that day.
So you would be going, yes, with the direction of the river.
Do you have to wear a life jacket for the event?
I would think so.
Should we do like a no life jacket version just to like add a little survival aspect to it? Yeah, just like get more eyes on it.
Like an extreme version, no life jacket?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Like let's raise money.
I wouldn't even want to ride on a boat for 24 miles. That is a long...
You would ride on a boat for 24 miles?
24 miles on a boat? That would take forever.
Depends how fast you're going.
How fast you go on your boat?
Like Hulk Hogan Days of Thunder?
I'll say, what are you going, like 30?
No, Judy goes about 4.
Yeah, a little putt-putt around the lake.
4 and a half.
Judy, is that the name of your boat?
Yeah, she takes wide turns. 4 and a half if the wind's at the back.
Oh, you know? 4 and a half.
Or should I use more nautical terms? 4 knots.
Oh, I don't know how fast
that is. Is that equal to miles per hour?
I don't think knots and miles per hour are the same.
You know the cool part about sitting here at Bill's chair is I can do this. I can Google it
real quick.
Google
real quick.
Let's do a knots to miles per hour conversion. Yeah. Should I start? I feel like I kind of want to. Okay, so 1 knot is equal to 1.15 miles per hour.
So she's going about that. 2 knots?
Give or take. So a knot is actually more than a mile an hour.
Yeah.
Dang, so even boats move faster than they're supposed to, I guess? Or
well, but on your speedometer, it's not in knots, it's in miles per hour.
I feel like I want to convert it. You know, these digital dashboards, you know, surely they would have like a conversion, like kilometers.
Yeah.
They should allow, kind of like, you know, the maps and like, what should we call it, GPSs, how you could have like Snoop Dogg. Hey, yo, take a left. You know, like you could do that. Like, ahoy, matey. 4 nautical miles ahead.
You wouldn't be able to hear that on the boat when you're moving, though.
No, I'm talking about in your car.
Oh, in your car.
Maintain a speed of 30 knots.
Oh, you want the...
For 6 more channel markers, you know, like
gotcha. So while you're in the car, you want to know where you are on the water, too?
Yeah, so that's me going about, you know, 60 from Statesville to Mooresville, right? Mm-hmm. There is what I just told you was my trip.
I'm just going to start using that as my unit of measurement, knots. Yeah.
Knots and nautical miles?
Nautical miles,
What's a nautical mile?
Who knows?
Let's see. Nautical mile to miles. It's got to be the same. No! Nautical mile is 1.15. So it's equal. Like, you go 1 knot, you go one nautical mile.
Huh.
But they're not spelled the same. You know, like miles per hour and miles. Miles, I think this is hope again.
Is that hope again?
Hold on, let's find out.
Okay.
I'm going to save it there.
Okay.
Thanks for calling Taco Bell. How can we take your order?
Taco Bell? Oh, I need to have a quesadilla. And
hey, Hope, what's going on? Are we talking? Are you going to, do you have the clarity for me on this nautical situation?
Well, I'm not a total expert, but what I do know is that the knots come from knots in a rope and how many you have to like let go under the water or above the water, but the knot comes from knots in a rope.
So I can adjust it. I can make it like I can
make the knots as far apart as you want them
or
to.
Tighter. I like, no, we're 400 knots.
Yeah. Well, look that part up on the internet. I know that knots in the rope had to do with how they counted the knots because they're actual live knots going in or above the water. I don't remember, but knots comes from rope measurement.
You've got a good point here. One of the trash TV shows we watch is Below Deck.
Yeah.
And like the captain's on, give me 4 shots. And then they don't say knots. It's just shots. And then then the big anchor drops in the water.
Oh, okay.
But maybe shots is the new knots?
We can make it whatever we want it to be.
I used to know it, but there's a certain distance between each knot. And then as many knots disappear, it tells you your mapping. Or speed or whatever. I don't know.
If you ran out of rope, you've gone too far.
Yeah. Well, no. Tie a knot at the end of that. You'll be fine. Yeah.
Thanks, Hope.
Thank you, Hope.
Appreciate the clarity.
Have a good day.
All right, bye.
Have a great day.
You too, bye.
Bye. Hope's just helping us
out.
She's
being helpful, though.
Yeah, she's being super helpful today. Appreciate it.
I meant like, you know, if you ran out of rope, your boat sank. That was my joke there. Mm-hmm. That didn't really settle in, I don't think, too well with people.
Yeah, I'm ready for lake season today. I'm ready for
like right now. You go on like right now.
No, it's not warm enough. Oh. I'm ready for it though. I want it to be here.
Can't year round be lake season? Isn't that the advantage of a public
lake? You can
go on
the water anytime you want to.
It's a public lake.
Yeah, but
no one's gonna tell me I can't go on the lake.
It's cold out there.
Freeze my tuchus off if I want to.
That's not what I want to do. Do not want to freeze.
Would you swim in Lake Norman in a swimsuit in the winter just to be able to swim? Like with that, you know, or is it? It has nothing to do with like. Oh my gosh, I got to get in the water.
It's more about
you want summer.
Summer, yeah.
You just want summer to be here.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Whether the lake was here or not, summer is
but
what
the
matters.
Lake just makes it better when summer gets here. So yes, I'm ready for it to come.
We have a lot of neighborhood pools in the area. There's a lot around Lake North. There's a lot of neighborhood pools. You guys have a neighborhood pool. Do you go to it ever or no?
Yeah. Spend lots of time in the pool.
Okay, so the pool is a go-to staple.
The pool's a go-to, especially in the summertime. We end up being in the like peak summer, like Memorial Day to Labor Day, we usually find ourselves in the pool more because...
Isn't that the only time it's open, right?
No, ours is open. Ours is open May 1st.
Peak time. I was like, that's the only time.
May 1st through October.
Oh, wow. Early.
Yeah. Our pool's open longer.
But is that even legal?
Those peak and like those big days to be on the lake, we find ourselves in the pool more those days because we don't want to get out there with all the crazy people.
There are crazy people out there on the lake. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of crazy people out on the lake.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time in the pool in the summertime. What about you guys?
The pool works. It's the chlorine for me. Like some, you know, some of these neighborhood pools, like when we go to friends and places like that, or even like, you know, the aquatic center in Huntsville, they got a lot of chlorine in the pools.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Should they add more fluoride
to the pool?
What if we reverse it? That's topical. Yeah. That's topical. It's just on my whole skin.
Your skin be
my outer, my outer flesh.
Yeah. What's the benefit of fluoride? It makes your teeth stronger?
I thought it was whiter.
I don't know. I was going to say, does it make your skin stronger if you swim in it?
That's what my thought. Maybe we've just been doing it wrong.
No, my friend has a saltwater pool. I think that's the way to go. I like those.
You got to absorb the fluoride through your skin, and then it goes into your teeth.
Okay.
I'm just figuring out the science here.
You're figuring all this out today. We're having all these breakthroughs today.
If you're heading into work, hope you have a great day. If you're sticking around, 8:15, we're going to get a look at traffic. 8:30, we got Joe Berg, WSIC sports director. Something happened this weekend in sports, probably.
Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, okay, and 8:06. Happy Monday to you if you're cruising on into work. We will have a call from Jeff at 8:15 to get a look at the streets. Got to know what's going on out there. It's important to know what's in front of you when you're driving.
That's right.
Don't close your eyes.
Don't close your eyes.
That's the advice I'm giving on this Monday is when you drive, don't close your eyes. I gave the same advice to Noah yesterday when we were outside playing, trying to catch. We're working on catching.
Okay.
Throwing the football. It's a little soft one. Maybe a baseball. Soft one, fake one, tennis ball, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Does this thing where he goes, closes the eyes.
Yeah, you can't.
Trying to, don't close your eyes. You got to keep your eye on the ball. That's a real thing. Even as an adult, adults, if you're going to play catch, you also don't close your eyes. Because at some point, your child will be able to throw it and hit you in the face. So, I learned that one too.
So be prepared.
I forgot I actually did do something yesterday that I have not done in quite a while. I watched like a new adult movie because, you know, mostly it just stays on animated in the house.
Right.
Like that's purely it. There's very little time.
You mean it like a grown-up movie, not an adult movie.
Is there a difference?
Adult movie sounds like.
Oh, no. Yeah. Sorry. No. something more than PG or like,
gotcha.
You know,
something that's not animated.
Yeah. It's not rated X. and I didn't watch it on X, the platform or the substance.
Good.
No, I watched Napoleon. The new one. It's got a Joaquin Phoenix.
I have not heard of
it.
He
plays
one.
Napoleon.
Is it good?
So it's based, you know who Napoleon was?
Yeah, I know
Bonaparte?
Who he is.
Napoleon
yeah.
Bonaparte?
I know who he is.
I had known a little bit about him, you know, through school. I wasn't much, and this isn't advice for reading books. But the movie is now out and I watched it. Whether or not it's factually true or not, I have no idea, but it was a good movie.
Joaquin Phoenix seems a little tall to play Napoleon.
And that's what I was thinking when I was like, isn't the whole joke like, oh, you've got Napoleon syndrome or complex?
Yeah, it's like
complex
short,
syndrome.
Yeah. Short with a big ego.
Whether or not he was short or not, they didn't like really showcase that fact within the movie. At least maybe they did subtly and I just didn't pick up on it.
Yeah.
It was more about just like his hunger for dominating the world.
Yes.
And like, he was definitely like, cocky? Is that the right way
yes,
to think?
It
was
right
definitely
word.
Cocky.
Yeah.
So
huge ego.
It was a good movie though because it spans so much time. And so I was wondering how are they going to do this? It was a 2-hour, 40-minute movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely long. But they did a good job of like just like briefing a scene kind of thing of like a time period and then going to the next. And it had been a while, like I said, since I'd seen like an adult movie. I thought about watching Oppenheimer.
Okay. I tried watching that one. Rob and I tried watching that
one. And what'd you think?
It was so confusing. I felt so stupid. I don't know how anybody thinks that that's one of the greatest movies ever made. It makes zero sense to me.
Why was it confusing?
It jumps around. Like what you were saying, they do a good job of like pacing it out. It jumps back and forth to like the past and then the future. And then it's so confusing. And it was hard to understand what they were saying, even though they're all speaking in English.
So they do speak in English in Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
See, I was glad about that in Napoleon. It was all in English as well. Yeah. They didn't try to do the whole subtitle game.
But I felt like the dumbest person. I was like, nobody really likes this movie. They're just voting for it because it's confusing and weird, and that's why it's probably going to win Best Picture.
What did Rob think about the movie?
He felt the same way.
Okay, he did.
He was like,
okay.
I have no idea what's going on. I was like, yeah, let's switch it back to something trash TV. That's what we did.
Man, I wanted to try watching it. We're a little bit like on the... I'm not big on like older time movies, like World War II. Like, that's
not really... Are you not big on those?
Nah, like in general, like just that time frame period, just not, doesn't seem like a positive one to reflect back on,
gotcha.
You know, so I try not to. Now the early, you know, anything pre-1900, it's all fair game because what's the difference,
yeah.
You know?
You don't know anybody who lived through that time.
Nah.
No.
So I wanted to try Oppenheimer. Now I'm hesitating, though. Now it's not even worth it.
We couldn't even finish it. I was like, I'm confused. I feel stupid.
This is a raving review.
Yeah. I would like for someone else to watch it and explain it to me. Maybe it's like the NASCAR. It just doesn't compute in my brain, and I can't figure it out. But yeah, I felt... Never felt dumber watching that movie. So I was like,
do you know the story of Oppenheimer?
Yes, I know. Okay. I was like, I know that he invented the atomic bomb. I know the history behind it. But like, as far as trying to follow the story, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
It wasn't produced well.
Mm-mm. I didn't think so. I didn't think it was written well. I didn't think it was directed well. It's going to probably win every award. But like that movie, The Shape of Water, won Best Picture a few years ago.
Never even heard of that one. The Shape of Water?
The Shape of Water.
That sounds like a ridiculous thing to even think about.
It's about a lady that fell in love with a fish or something.
Yeah, that aligns.
I made it about 20 minutes into that one too.
And that one won an award?
It won Best Picture. And I don't get it. And so I've just come to the determination that these Hollywood people, they live in this bubble, much like my Lake Norman bubble. Yeah, they live in this Hollywood bubble.
Wow.
And they all hype each other up about the same stupid things, and then they all decide that that's why it's the best thing.
The Shape of Water.
Yeah, that's the name. You're hung up on just the name of the movie.
I guess, like, per the movie title, did they come to a resolution on that?
I made it 20 minutes into it.
Like a cube? A sphere? Where'd they land?
No, it has no shape.
Is that the point?
I guess so.
That's the lesson to learn?
I did not finish the movie. You'll have to read up on it.
Okay.
I
probably won't.
Wikipedia to figure out what happens in that movie.
Give it a good Google.
Figured out the shape. Yeah. She fell in love with this fish creature, and I was like, that's it for me. I can't watch this movie.
I feel like they should have a new category of movie. Like, you will be confused by the end. Like, that should be a category.
No, they should have a category. It's like movies that people actually like.
Oh, there you go. Very limited. There's not even enough, really. There's like one.
Movies that normal people like.
They're all animated.
That's the category, yes.
It's all only animated.
They do have an animated category, but yeah, there should just be a category for, like, normal people movies. Like, you know, if there's these movies like the Marvel movies that make, you know, millions and millions of dollars, they never get nominated, but people love those movies. They're just fun to watch. Maybe that should be the category. Fun to watch.
Like Quentin Tarantino, you know, like, when I watch one of his movies, I know, like, by the end, it's going to have some crazy ending that's going to make no sense and be out of left field, like Game of Thrones or something like that. But at least I know that going into it. These movies where you've got these random titles of like deep introspective thought.
Yeah.
And then like they don't really do anything, I feel like through the movie
plots. I'm not against a movie that makes you think differently about something, you know. I watched the movie.
No, I don't want to think at all.
Oh, you don't want to think at all. I'm not against that. I'm not against about like something that would open your mind to different ways of thinking.
There's no limit to what we can imagine.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that, but it's just got to be like very straightforward and don't make me like dig too hard for the meaning of this movie. It's a movie. Don't take yourself too seriously.
So don't try to be all cute with like subtle Easter egg nuances.
Right.
Like, no, if it's about her cousin, say it's about her cousin.
Right.
Like, just, yeah.
Right. Just let us know what it's about.
And he wore purple to symbolize. No, just say it.
Yeah.
No beating around the bush on this one.
I'm gonna petition for, new category of Oscars. Just movies that normal people like. It'll be Marvel movies. It'll be probably some animated ones will go in there. And then just some, like, rom-coms.
Do you like the Marvels?
I did not like them at first. But
then
Rob
you've
and
seen
Katie,
them enough time.
Rob and Katie love them. And so...
Hey, Mom, do you like it now the 10th time we've watched it?
Right. That... Well, Katie begged me to take her to see, I think, not the last one. Endgame's the last one, the one before that.
Sure.
I don't know. Whichever, I couldn't tell you what order they're in.
Endgame part one?
The first one before the very last one. Like the next to last one. Beg me. So I take her to go see it.
Uh-huh.
We're sitting in the theater. I'm like, who's that? Who's that?
The whole time, just talking? The whole time.
Yeah, I have no idea who any of these people are.
Just making up superheroes.
Then when they...
That's Cactus Man.
Spoiler alert for people who haven't seen it. When they turn into dust, she's crying.
They what?
Yeah, she's crying. I'm like, I don't understand what's happening.
It's a sad movie.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 8:18 on this
Monday.
Oh yeah, it's Monday. I forgot that it's Monday right now. Let's get a look at the streets. We need to do that, but maybe you've got a button you're supposed to hit first before I go bringing Jeff on. But Jeff's ready to go. There it is. RideiCats.com. Alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. We've got Jeff on the phone with iCats. Jeff, good morning. How are the streets looking, sir?
Good morning. 77 southbound. There's some slow traffic around exit 25 in Huntersville. Also around exit 23 in Huntersville. Some slowdowns there. As you're coming into Charlotte this morning, there is a little bit of patchy fog. As far as traffic going south into the city of Charlotte, things are moving this morning, so no problems there. 77 northbound, a little bit of slowdown in the Huntersville area. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I haven't heard of any problems. No accidents to report at this time.
All right, Jeff, we appreciate that. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County to the city of Charlotte. Jeff, we'll talk to you tomorrow, assuming the station's still here, and hopefully it'll be Bill running this show rather than me breaking things. That'd be great.
All right. Well, y'all have a great day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeff.
I think there's a... Wait, hold on. Wait. I'm supposed to...
I know,
to
you got to stop it.
I got to do this one first.
Button. Yes.
Let me do... Now you can hit it.
There we go.
RideiCats.com. There you go. And tomorrow's Tuesday, so if you got an appointment at the VA in Salisbury, you're going to want to switch to iCats because it's only a dollar each way to commute to the VA in Salisbury. They bring you, they pick up at your door and they bring you home a dollar each way on iCats. So tragically, you had spoiled the entire world with the finale of Infinity Wars of Marvel we were talking about.
Yeah. Which movie is the next? Is it Infinity War?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm not that well-versed on Marvel. But anyway, yes.
I'm more of a DC guy myself.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So, Katie's crying. Spider-Man turns to dust. She loves... That's her...
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, yeah.
That was my first love.
That's one of the reasons she wanted to go to Disneyland. Because there's a Spider-Man ride there.
Is there?
Yeah.
There used to be one at, I don't know if it's still there, Universal Studios in Florida?
Well, it's because I think there might... She and I went there a couple years ago, Universal Studios. I don't remember if it was still there or not. But yeah, she's a big fan of Spider-Man. So she's crying. Spider-Man's turning to dust. I'm so confused. So come home, tell Rob about it. And he's like, yeah, you're just going to have to watch all the movies. So I was homesick for a couple of weeks over Christmas that year. And so just...
Binged Marvel?
Binged all of them, yeah.
It's an interesting choice to binge. I'd probably binge Pancakes.
Pancakes?
Instead of Marvel movies.
Instead of Marvel, yeah.
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 And you could definitely do that if you go to the Eggo House of Pancakes.
So this is not a restaurant.
Did this get prompted on your timeline?
This was on my timeline. Damn. I think you have infiltrated it.
I definitely have, clearly.
Because as soon as I saw it, I was like, Justin would be all about this. It's in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. You can stay at the Eggo House of Pancakes. When I think Eggo, I think waffles, not pancakes. But it's not a restaurant. It is a Airbnb or a, you know, a little
a themed cabin.
Yeah. And the whole thing from the outside, it looks like a giant stack of pancakes. It's like yellow. It's got
it's got the Eggo logo on it. This is official.
Yeah, like a stick of butter for the chimney.
It's got the Eggo fleece bedspread there, too, and wall and matching wallpaper.
And so in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, so not too far from us. You could go spend the weekend there. So you
gotta, double up with some Dolly and some Eggo.
I know. Go to Dollywood, see some...
So you show this to me, and I, of course, began clicking. I had questions immediately. You know, a house made of pancakes, basically. Okay, well, let's get to going on this. Pretty funny the way, you know, because it's all about the descriptive terms that they use, too.
Mm-hmm.
Pancakes galore. So find all the Eggo pancakes you can enjoy stocked in the freezer. So you do get an unlimited supply of pancakes,
that's
it sounds like,
too. That's
reason
enough to go, just pancakes all weekend.
Fluffy furnishings. Dream of flapjacks from your pancake-shaped bed, which is just a regular rectangle, by the way, in this picture. It's not actually...
It doesn't look pancake-shaped to me in this picture.
Or kick back on all sorts of pancakeified furniture throughout the house. So I started, okay, I said, all right, I can get on board with this. Because, you know, like they did, like, didn't they do the Brady Bunch? You could rent the Brady Bunch house?
There's lots of ones. Like, there's one out in Arizona that they did to replicate the Golden Girls house from that show. I've seen one for the Brady
Bunch. I've
seen
Golden Girls.
I've seen a couple from TV shows that people have, like, replicated. But this looks like it was built to be the Eggo Pancake House.
Oh, A Christmas Story. That's the other one, I think, that you can rent, like the loft or whatever at Christmas time. So I said, okay, all right, what's the deal here? What's the likelihood of getting something booked? Like, is it even possible? So you could, the farthest you can click, and it's hometogo.com. That's where you can go. I guess that's where this listing is listed at, hometogo.com. And this is in Gatlinburg, and it's the Eggo House of Pancakes. So, all right, let's see it. Let's see what we got here. It is booked through November 2025.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's probably, in reality, booked farther.
You just can't access the date.
I can't scroll past November 2025 at all. There is this little thing. I was trying to understand, like, what it's trying to say as far as for booking. It says there was, like, a time thing on here. Let me see. Okay. Set your clocks. The Eggo House of Pancakes is open for weekend visitors during the month of March. Set your clocks to book. All bookings open at 12 p.m. Eastern. So fully booked Wednesday for...
So I wonder if you just have to, like, plan to go one of these times. Because it says, Monday, March 4th. That's today. Right? Today's March 4th.
Yeah. And it says March 14th through the 17th
so
open those for booking.
That's when you can book it. So it's already been booked for that week. So the next... So you can get on there Monday, March 11th at midnight. And see if you
12 p.m. is noon.
Oh, 12 p.m. Sorry. I was looking at 12 a.m.
No, you're good.
So,
don't do it for 12 a.m. because then it'll be gone.
Today, you could possibly book it for March 14th through 17th.
Oh, so it's not necessarily that it's booked. They just haven't opened it.
They don't open those dates. Yeah. So it's like first come, first serve, I guess.
So you got to be
just
ready.
Like pancakes.
This is at noon. Yeah. I'm going to set an alarm.
Noon today.
I'm going to set an alarm.
We're going to be doing the show from the Eggo House March 14th through the 17th.
It's a Friday. That's like in 2 weeks.
All right.
It's not this weekend, but the following. That seems like a short turnaround time for some bookings. What do you think it is per day? If you had to get, does it say? It
doesn't. How much it cost?
Yeah, it doesn't.
No, I didn't see that anywhere in the story either.
They probably got that AI price programmatic style, whatever, like Wendy's.
Yeah.
Which was a debacle for them,
by
the way.
Oh, man. Did you see Burger King came out, said that their Whoppers were the same price every day?
They're definitely firing back. Very rarely does Wendy's slip in a social sphere of like...
And Wendy's Twitter or X is pretty
ruthless.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's what I'm saying.
They're getting it fired back to him big way.
I'm one now. Is the person in charge in question? Are we going to see a firing at Wendy's?
I don't know. I wonder if it was just for publicity to get more eyes on Wendy's, and then they're like, "Just kidding. We're not going to do that. We're going to lower prices when there's less traffic." So
I don't think they're doing that either, though.
I don't know.
Again, imagine you're driving 40 West.
Yeah.
And you get to somewhere between, you know, Statesville and Wilkesboro.
Yeah.
And there is a random Wendy's off the side. It's the original price board from 1994. And yet they're going to have AI-driven pricing. No. I mean, there's no way. This had to have been a big joke, right? Like, this had to have been a big marketing stunt.
I think it was just a big marketing stunt. Yeah, because I'm thinking about Rob. And Rob doesn't like sweet tea. I don't like sweet tea either. So whenever he goes to fast food, he doesn't like soda either. So he always gets unsweet tea. So we're driving out to the beach, like out Ocean Isle Beach. Yeah. And that long drive down 74, there's nothing out there. And
nothing.
There's one lone Burger King. And they could not understand the concept of unsweet tea.
Oh, that's a that's a sin down here. Are you kidding me?
I could only imagine somebody trying to understand dynamic pricing somewhere out in the middle of nowhere, North Carolina.
There's absolutely real quick on the sweet tea thing. Whenever we were, I finally figured out if someone says iced tea, that means unsweet.
Oh, okay.
And they're definitely from the north.
Okay,
I figured that out the other day at an event. I was like, wait a second, they just ordered iced tea, and they're like. So I was like, are you getting it sweet or not sweet? They're like, no, that's not definitely not sweet tea.
I'm so when you order sweet tea, though, don't you?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. But it's, you call it's it one of my vices. You don't just call it iced tea.
No, I say sweet tea with lemon. I like the lemon in it, too.
Yeah.
But Wendy's, I digress.
Back to it.
Did we talk? 827.
Oh, man.
That wasn't the first time we talked to food. There's no way.
It is. It's the first time we talked about food today.
Well, technically, the Eggo. So we'll back it up to 819.
Okay. They're slacking today. Bill, we need you.
But even thinking then through all of these different fast food places, I could not imagine the day where they start shifting prices based on demand.
I can't see it either. I can't. Maybe they'll test it in bigger cities where they have more.
Like the McDonald's robot kind of personless serving. You know, they have a location, I think, now. Like
personless serving.
Like they do robots.
What? No, I haven't.
That make your McDonald's, yeah.
That make it?
They do the whole thing from start. You literally don't even see anything. It's and like you push a button and then. Out comes your tray of food.
Wow. Like the donut vending machine at Krispy Kreme.
They have that?
Yeah, the one in South End.
Really?
Yeah.
See, it's already starting.
It's always out of donuts. There's never donuts in it.
Is it like a stand, like an ATM?
So it's outside like the Krispy Kreme headquarters in South End. And there's just, it's just standing outside of the
Do you see people ever walk up trying to use it?
I mean, every time I've walked by it this last couple weeks, I've tried to get a donut.
You got your eyes on it? You're checking?
It's never.
Maybe they refill a specific time of day.
It must be like maybe first thing in the morning they refill it. It's also like right next to the Krispy Kreme. You can just walk in and get a donut. But there's something special about getting it from the vending
There's something extra about. It
just makes you feel like you've done something.
You know, when you can just swipe your card and a little valve opens up. And
donut comes out.
Is it wrapped or anything?
I don't. They're always out, so I don't know. I've never gotten one.
It's a big tease.
Yeah, I'll go by today. I'll let you know tomorrow.
Do you see anybody like leave in frustration, like not go inside?
I think most of the people who have, you know, work or live around there, they know there's probably never donuts in there. It's just me, the new person coming down there.
Do you like the Krispy Kreme? I don't mind. But I mean, glaze. Like, do you like glazed donut? That's what you go for.
I would prefer a Krispy Kreme donut over a Dunkin'.
Really?
Yeah. But we don't have a Krispy Kreme anywhere near us, so.
It's because I won't let them.
Yeah. You won't let them.
No.
You won't let them.
Still beefing.
Are you the one keeping the Dollar Generals out of here, too?
I don't mind the Dollar General. You know, there was a big old beef with Dollar General when the one went in Lincoln County on 73.
Oh, really?
Yeah, between Denver and Lincolnton. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was a big, there were signs everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love a Dollar General.
But then it went up. It's still there. And people and a lot of people use it.
I know. I would use one if there was one here in Cornelius. We have the Dollar Tree.
Which one is actually a dollar?
Dollar Tree is $1.25, so none of them are actually a dollar.
But everything's $1.25.
Yeah.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, OKN. 8:34 going on right now. I'm just working through this. Joe Berg, WSIC sports director, coming to us from Studio A. He's going to be probably educating us on something. Joe, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How you doing?
Hey, Joe.
I'm doing wonderful this morning. It is Monday.
You need not remind us.
It's Monday.
Is it foggy down there by Studio C?
It's a little foggy. It was really foggy yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, how about up there?
We can't see out the window over here.
In Statesville, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what's going on? Was it foggy in the world of sports this weekend?
It was a little bit.
What happened?
It was a little bit. Well, we had the NASCAR race on Sunday at Las Vegas. Kyle Larson, the overwhelming favorite, coming out victorious in that one. It was a good finish once again. So that's, you know, two out of the three races this far.
Well, when you say good finish, what do you mean good finish?
Well, Justin, do you watch Formula One at all?
I catch clips.
Okay. Did you see the winner of the first race of the year on Saturday?
Was it Louis? Was it King Louis?
No, it was Max Verstappen. He won by 20 seconds.
Dang. Is that good?
No.
Oh.
Now, in the NASCAR race, the margin of victory was less than a second.
I like that.
So they were a lot closer. Okay. And actually, with two to go, they were almost side by side for the lead.
See, I didn't know how you felt with, you know, I like the with the three wide, like that happened in Atlanta, you know, the other weekend. I'm for that crazy photo finish every single time.
Yeah, the only problem is you can't go to a super speedway like that every single week. NASCAR is trying to cut costs, and wrecking a race car every single week is not a good way to do that.
To cut costs?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I thought it would because you just don't have a car then. You don't waste any money in the future, so no.
No, you need to fix the car. You do need to fix it.
I did see the clip. I think you said Ryan Blaney. That's who won, right? Ryan Blaney.
Kyle Larson.
Kyle Larson. Yeah, there you go. Yes. Kyle Larson
Ryan Blaney
won.
Finished third.
Third. Kyle Larson's son, though, came out onto the track and jumped up on the roof of his car. Did you see that celebration whenever he won?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
That was pretty awesome.
I didn't have a problem with that. I don't know why anybody would have.
Yeah, who's got a beef with that? Three races in, right? We're three races into the season.
We are.
How are you feeling now compared to what your call was preseason? I think you went Martin Truex Jr., right? If I'm remembering correctly.
I went Kyle Busch.
Oh.
Kyle Busch. So,
and now how are you feeling about that?
Still pretty good. You know, he had a rough race on Sunday, started out good, but penalty kind of ended his day. Like you say, for the Panthers, there is quite a long way to go.
It's early.
And it is very early in the NASCAR season. Three drivers currently locked into the playoffs. That's Kyle Larson, William Byron, and that Atlanta winner, Daniel Suarez.
See, but then I'm going to start asking questions about all these points things like you were talking about. Like, is mathematically, yes, you get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But, I mean, then why, I guess if you get in the play, but you still have to race a minimum number of races of the season. You couldn't just get in the playoffs and say, okay, we're not going to race anymore.
That was my question. Yeah, so they have to keep going.
There is a rule that NASCAR has that says you have to race all the races. Now, they can grant waivers for things like injuries and suspensions, which they have been quick to do in the past, depending on the situation. But you do have to at least attempt to make every race. You can't just pack it in and say, you know, I'm going to stay home for 5 weeks.
Could you just, like, sit in the back and go real slow and be
you
okay?
You can, but the disadvantage to that is you're not racking up any playoff points. Okay. So there's regular season points and playoff points. Playoff points are racked up throughout the entire season. You get playoff points by winning a stage. There are two stages, or the race. So if you win the race, you get stages, and if you win the stage, or if you win the race, you get playoff points. If you win the stages, you get playoff points.
I was going to say there's three stages, but no, in the third stage, if you win the third stage, you win the race.
The third stage is the end of the race.
No, okay.
I consider it two stages and then the rest of the race.
Gotcha. Yeah, makes sense.
Those playoff points are then added to your points at the end of the regular season once we get into the playoffs. So if you win one race, you might have five playoff points, but the person who won five races is going to have quite a few more than you. And then you're already in the hole going into race one of the playoffs.
I'm already in the hole, Joe. What else happened this weekend in the world of sports besides racing, which did actually dominate the screens pretty good yesterday? Different forms of racing, too, by the way.
Yeah, different forms of racing. It is motorsports season, so we look forward to that. The NCAA.
That's what it's all about, right? We're getting closer. We're in March, Joe. Yeah. We're in March.
We are, but we're not talking men's. We are not talking men's.
We're talking Duke Carolina women's game?
No, we're talking about Iowa.
Oh, Iowa. Caitlin, is that Caitlin?
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Jenner?
Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
Passed Pistol Pete Maravich for the NCAA Division I scoring record on Sunday. Most points scored all time by an NCAA basketball player, men or women.
Oh.
And didn't she declare for the draft? Didn't I hear that?
Or am I wrong? She did.
Do you think that's a good move or a bad move?
For her, I think it's a good move because it's her fourth year. You know, you don't want to be the person who stays around at college, you know, can't move on.
But life's good.
The problem that I have with it, and I don't know how big of an issue this is going to be, is the general popularity of women's college basketball versus women's pro basketball is vastly different. I'm afraid that when she does go to the NBA, she's just going to kind of fall off the radar of the general public and we're never going to hear about her again. The other option is she goes to the WNBA and lights it up and starts bringing those college eyes to the pros women game. That's what I hope happens, but I am a little concerned that she'll just fall into irrelevancy.
It's got to be tough. Like, you're the number one college at, and you also got to cash in. Like, I can't blame her for wanting to cash in at the time where she's at the top, right? Like, in theory, I mean, unless she does better, which, you know, I certainly hope she does. And hey, maybe she dominates, you know, the WNBA completely, but you got to cash in at some point, right? Like, isn't it okay to take a profit?
Well, she's already getting profit. College players can get paid with NIL money now.
But do you think she's not making nearly as much in NIL as she could? Do you
From what I saw, she is taking a $750,000 pay cut to be the number one draft pick in the WNBA.
Now, does that mean like she's making 750 now and she's going to, in theory, go to zero until she's drafted?
No,
it
means so the salaries for these sports leagues in the draft are fixed. Like, everybody knows how much you're going to get paid based on where you're drafted. So everybody knows Caitlin Clark is going to be the number one pick. There's no way anybody gets picked before her. So you take that salary, compare it to her reported NIL, and the WNBA contract is going to be less money than the NIL money that she's bringing in.
And she's how old? 21, 22 years old?
Somewhere around there. Right around 21, 22.
Now I go back to your first statement. Why not stay in college for long? Yeah. Like, go 10 years, you know? Like, I don't know what the NCAA rule is, but my gosh.
Well, the only reason she would be able to stay one more year is because she was in college during COVID, and everybody got an extra year of eligibility when that happened, because there was no March Madness in 2020.
Huh. Would you stay, Joe, or would you go?
Oh, man.
Same question for you, Mames.
I wouldn't have declared already. I would have waited to see if I won a national championship.
I would.
If you win the NCAA championship, why not move on? If not, you got unfinished business.
Yeah, I would go, because you don't know if another year in college you're going to get injured or something, or you're not going to be at the top. So I would go now while I'm at the top of my game.
Yeah, I'd probably go. I'd want to. You know that she. Are they allowed to talk? Like, because this whole thing was like, you know, there's rules of when coaches and stuff can talk to players or blah, 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 blah. And I don't know the rules behind the scenes.
It's the Wild West. It's the Wild West right now. There are no rules.
Surely there's sponsors, like, endorsements beyond.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
You know, like, coming to her at
the
this
potential
point
for what she could make as in the WNBA versus what she could make another year in college, I think, is greater.
Especially at a great time of, like, trying to get more, you know, females, women engaged with this kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, surely she's, like, the face. She's going to be the face of that.
Yeah, and it's International Women's Month, so, yeah, perfect.
You put her next to, you know, Venus and Serena, and, like, put all the greatest women athletes ever together, you know what I mean, and, like, make a big old campaign. Surely that's going to come out of this.
It is, yeah.
And that's just me making that up.
That's me making it up, too. But, yeah, I'm saying.
Well, we got until mid-April for that. The WNBA draft is April 15th.
All right, Joe Berg, WSIC Sports Director, host of The Scoreboard with Joe Berg, airs Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. Joe, what's on tap for the show today?
Well, we're going to recap the NASCAR race for sure. We had high school basketball playoffs taking place on Friday, so we got to make sure everybody knows who's moving on.
How'd that go?
We had one local team move on and one local team get eliminated. So there's one left.
Okay.
Out of all the general listening area here, you know, Hickory High School, who's just out of our reach, is the one seed in 3A, and they've been tearing through the tournament so far. So they are doing really good. But in terms of teams that we've been talking about all year, one more team in the playoffs. Then we also got Charlotte FC, which we're going to recap their second game of the year on Saturday. And, man, it's going to be a big motorsports day. Formula One started their season, NASCAR. It's going to be a fun show.
And then Formula One is different than Indy, right?
Formula One's much different than Indy, yes. Formula One travels the globe, and they do not race on any oval tracks.
Do you think, but Indy cars, can they go as fast as Formula One? Does Formula One go faster?
IndyCar's a little faster.
Indy's faster than Formula One?
A little bit. A little bit.
How fast?
We're talking about 220, 225 at Indianapolis.
That's fast.
I want to try it.
That's fast.
Joe Berg, appreciate you.
Thank you.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 8:48 already. Gosh, Monday's flying by.
Yeah, I hope the rest of the day goes by this fast.
Well, that's so nice of you to say. Wait, is that a bad? Wait,
no,
you
it's
wanted
a good
to end?
Thing.
No, you wanted to end.
It's
no,
just
I get
been
it.
So much fun.
No, I get it.
Got to get on to Tuesday.
Better things to do.
We got lots going on today.
Like eat an Eggo waffle.
Like,
or no, it's not a waffle. It's pancakes.
What? So I was looking at the FAQs in the break, and one is the house edible?
Sorry, I just think it's funny. Like I left it on my. It's one of my tabs I left open to refresh later, just in case. You
at
know.
Noon today,
when I go to book.
I hope that's Eastern. Did you check the time zone?
Oh, I do need to
make
check
sure
that.
It's Eastern too, and not Central or something.
It is. It does say EST.
EST. That's Eastern. All right, that's our.
Well, that's Eastern Standard Time. Is that
that's
accurate?
Where we are.
We are in standard times right
yes,
now.
We okay. are in standard time.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. No, I might go back and look. Sorry, the FAQ that you the fact that you had an FAQ from the Eggo House of Pancake that can be rented is pretty funny.
It was yeah. It was is the house edible? And they're like, no, it's not. But that's just nice that that many people have asked that question. Can I eat the house?
No, but the pancakes in the freezer are. See the point of clarity. Point of clarity.
Okay,
sir.
Here's my question too about the pancakes in the freezer. Are they filled once, or if I eat them all on the first day? Do they refill?
Yeah, if I book like for a week,
yeah.
Does the cleaning crew know to? They know to refill, right?
Daily.
They
daily refill.
I'm going on a bender. Is it bender or bender?
Bender? I don't know. Binge. I just go pancake binge.
Yeah, yeah, pancake binge.
I'm not leaving this cabin. I'm just me in here eating pancakes.
How was your trip to the House of Eggo? It was great. I had 6 loaves of bread. That's what I ate with sugar and syrup all on top. That's
you know,
basically what it is.
I did see a story when you said 6 loaves of bread. It reminded me of the last time I went to Outback Steakhouse, and I probably eat that many loaves of bread when I'm there. I did see a story that they're closing about 40 of those Outbacks. And,
really?
Yeah,
are they struggling?
I guess so, yeah. Outback, Bonefish, and there was one other one mentioned, like in that same group. They're all owned by the same company.
Yeah.
They're closing about 40 of them in the area.
That's sad.
Yeah. I also cannot remember the last time I went to either one of those restaurants, so...
Outback. I went to Outback once, like 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
We went with the kid. Like we tried. Like it was one of those. Like we were trying to figure out what to do. It was like, okay, what do we? Because we all wanted something different.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more. There's less and less like American food places, right? Like we're getting so culturally diverse that the new stuff that pops up isn't like just like generic American, which isn't a bad thing, by the way. I'm not saying that like, this is oh my god. I'm saying it like. With a 5-year-old and 3-year-old, it gets difficult to pick something.
So many
something.
Places you can get chicken tenders.
Yeah, I guess that's right. But see, like, Emmy likes the chicken tenders more. Oh, wait, but we did do Chick. Did I tell you about our Chick-fil-A last week?
I feel like you may have, but remind me of the story.
So Emmy normally doesn't like the Chick-fil-A. Like, if I say, hey, what do you guys want?
She likes McDonald's more than Chick-fil-A,
she likes
right?
McDonald's chicken nuggets more than mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A. However, I think I found the secret to getting her to eat the Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets. It's the play places.
Oh.
So we went to the one on 28 because one night Demi had an appointment. And so I was on dad duty.
Yeah.
Solo duty. I guess I shouldn't make it sound like I'm not. Like dads probably shouldn't say that. Like, oh, it's dad duty tonight. It's like, well, they're your
just
children.
Taking care of your own
yeah,
children.
You're just
yeah.
taking care of your kids. So it's like, I should not say that. I was solo, let's say,
gotcha.
For a night. This is gotcha. This is one of those. And so we go to the Chick-fil-A and they want to play in the play place. I'm like, this is perfect. I can see them. They're in a contained, padded room
right.
with a slide.
Yeah.
And there's food. And so I enticed her enough to eat the chicken nuggets before she was allowed to play.
Mm.
Now, she did want the strips. She did want strips
oh,
instead of nuggets.
Instead of the nuggets.
The strips are fire, by the way.
Are they? I've never had the strips.
You've never had the strips?
No.
You know they had the spicy strips at the yeah. one on 28 at one point.
Yeah.
They changed my life.
Yeah.
Pretty darn good.
Now they're gone. It's your life.
They are gone. Now my life's in shambles.
Change back.
But there's hope because there's a house made of Eggo pancakes. and so I'm back. I'm back. One of the many,
life is good again.
Life is good. One of the many things to celebrate. Let's look at some national holidays, too, as we wrap up. National Grammar Day. You know my big one. What's my... Do you remember what my...
Funner?
Yeah! You said it.
I like it.
I don't like it. Benjamin Harrison Day. Do you know who he was?
Benjamin Harrison?
Yeah.
No.
Without cheating? Do you know who he was?
No.
23rd president.
President?
23rd president.
He was a president.
To be exact.
I could have guessed that.
Brain Injury Awareness Day.
Okay.
We need to be aware of that.
Be aware of those things.
That's Courageous Follower Day. Follow the courageous people.
Who would be the most courageous person that you know?
Probably my cat.
Your cat?
She's willing to wake up every day in the house that she lives in and still thinks she can venture through the kitchen without being chased.
She lives her life.
She's courageous.
She's courageous. So follow her around today.
Fun facts about names day.
Oh.
Fun fact. In 1990, Justin was the most popular name. So what do I say to that? My parents were real original.
Well, it was... Mamie was the most popular name in 1865.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, 1865.
Right around the end of that Civil War.
Right at that time frame. That's the Napoleon era. Right then and there.
That's when my name was the most popular.
I was thinking about it too when I was watching Napoleon last night, because it was like... I think back to the old saying of Columbus, right? 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Right.
So, like, America was already going on when Napoleon was happening in the world.
Yeah. I think I get those confused, too. Like, Napoleon was happening about the same time as the...
American Revolution.
Yes. Right after the American Revolution.
Yeah.
And for some reason, in my mind, that's farther back in time than the American Revolution. I can't make those things happen at the same time in my brain.
Yeah. And not that it matters to me what France does. I really don't care because it hopefully doesn't affect my life, although current administration probably does affect my life. Anyway, I'm going down a rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. It's just wild to hear the story of France's revolution, I guess. That was kind of what it really is about, yeah. Right? It's like the leadership of France over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty tyrannical. My gosh.
Yeah, it was a hot mess over there.
Guam Discovery Day. You ever been to Guam?
No, I couldn't even tell you where that is.
It's on a map.
It's in the ocean.
Yeah, well, it's around the ocean.
Somewhere out there.
Isn't it near Puerto Rico?
Your guess is as good as mine.
I think it's around, because I feel like we hear Puerto Rico and Guam in a lot
of
similar...
Are they close to each other?
Well, they're in the conversation together, right? Like, they're like cousins.
Okay.
Like, you bring one up, you gotta
eventually talk about both?
If you talk about one long enough, the other one's inevitably going to come up.
Okay.
International GM Day.
GM.
There's no game without a game master.
A game master?
Yeah, like the rule maker of the game. I don't know. It's like when we play Monopoly, there's a banker.
So don't forget about those guys.
You need them. You need them in your life. You know, there's always got to be someone who's willing to actually follow the rules in some of these games.
Yeah, or make the rules in games. Yeah.
National Backcountry Ski Day.
Do you like to ski? You like to ski.
I wouldn't mind skiing. I'm more of a snowboarder. I love the snow.
Yeah.
I like any snow adventure. I'm down with.
You think you'll get up to Boone some point this winter?
We hope, probably not winter.
Not winter.
Just in reality. However, spring, summer, absolutely. The mountains here in North Carolina in the summertime are just gorgeous.
Yes,
absolutely
they are.
Gorgeous across all the whatever mountain town you go to, they're absolutely all gorgeous. National Dance the Waltz Day. Do you know how?
No. I do not.
No idea.
No idea.
Wouldn't know where to begin.
I know it's got a 1-2-3 count, but that's all I know.
That's one more count than I'm used to.
I don't know where my feet would go during that dance.
I have one move and one move only, and it's a two-step. That's so.
Is it just a back and forth?
So one, yeah. Just 1-2-3 is one too many. No, so.
Too many steps.
National Marching Band Day.
Yeah.
It sure is.
You got it. Last time I heard a marching band. I can't think of a parade that...
Thanksgiving, Macy's Day Parade.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about in person. You know, the...
Hopewell High School was in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
And Lake Norman High was in the...
Was it Lake Norman?
Lake Norman High was in the parade in London.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
For
Lake Norman and that one, yes.
Or Christmas?
I think it was Christmas.
Yeah, they were in the parade for that.
Or New Year's.
That was a big deal for them. I'm excited for them.
That was very cool. And I remember the story. They didn't have their instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And the Brits gave him some to borrow and brought back a new disease to America. It's perfect.
That was real sweet of him.
National Quentin Day.
Quentin.
No, forget that. Quentin. It's National Pound Cake Day, actually. Quentin can hold on for a second.
Okay. That's more important.
Iced pound cake.
You like it iced. I do not.
No?
No. Mm-mm.
Just the plain old.
Just the plain, but
marble?
You make it with Crisco.
What?
And it gives the outside a little Crisco? Like, you don't know what Crisco is?
I mean, I know what it is, but what is it?
Shortening? Fat? I don't know.
Bacon grease?
Yeah, something. I don't know. It's Crisco.
It's a TM.
It's a thing. It's Crisco. And you, if you make it with Crisco, it makes the outside like crunchy, it's got a little crunch on the outside. So that's the way to do it. No icing.
Okay, Crisco. I'm gonna have to try. I'm gonna take your word on that one.
Make it with Crisco next time.
National Ray Day.
Ray, as in the name of the
R A Y, the person.
The person. I don't know anyone named. Do I know anyone?
I know a couple Rays.
I don't think I do.
You don't know one Ray.
I don't.
Not even one. I can't even think back.
I can't think of one that I know.
Never met a Ray in your life.
I'm sure I've met one. I cannot think of one that I could call.
Never befriended a Ray.
Wish them National Ray Day. But if your name's Ray, give me a call and I'll give
us a call. That's Namist. Don't be a namist. National Safety Day.
Sure.
Be safe.
Be safe out there, kids.
Remember your surroundings.
Yep.
Sounds like an episode of Responsibly Armed Citizen. Airs on WSIC every Saturday from 1 to 2.
It's National Snack Day.
More importantly.
That's the most important one. And it says stock up your cupboards and mark your calendars. So
if you chose, let's say, between pound cake or snacks, which one are you going for?
Can snacks include sweet snacks too? Because I would go that way.
It's hard to say it can't. Bill taught me only Sith Lords live in absolute. So yeah. I don't want to say.
So if snacks can include sweet snacks too, then I'll take the snack day over pound cake.
Couldn't pound cake just be a snack then at that point?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm just including pound cake.
We're absorbing all of it.
Small pieces as a snack. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that works.
Making it work.
Toy Soldier Day. There you go. And World Tennis Day and some birthdays. Speaking of birthdays, if you got a birthday or anniversary, you call into the Home Ad Show. And that's hosted by Brian Summers. They're in Studio A. They're coming up next, 844-788-3464. You want to buy something, sell something, trade something, you found something, you lost something.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.